Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, divorce support for dads, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval, and I'm your host. I created this podcast and the Divorced Dadvocate community as a result of my own high conflict divorce, and because you as a dad deserve all the resources necessary to thrive through this challenging time. I encourage you to check out our website at thedivorcedadvocate.com, where there are resources that correspond to this episode, as well as free access to our membership community, where you will find live meetings, free workshops and courses, private discussion groups, and more. And now, on to this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to the show. Today, we are going to have a little bit of humor. I need a little bit of humor today. It is the end of fall break here, and actually we've had a phenomenal fall break here in Colorado with the kiddos and with some R&R. But as things go always with family vacations, it is sometimes quite a bit of work to have quite a bit of fun. So today we're going to chat about 8 stupid questions to ask a divorced dad. 8 stupid questions to ask a divorced dad. And if you're listening, you may have already heard one or maybe all of these. I have, since I'm a decade down the road here, heard all of these. And actually, I just talked to a client of mine a couple of days ago who didn't know that I was divorced. It's a client I've had for a very long time. And they asked the first question, which we'll get into in a second, which is just hilarious and goofy and just doesn't make any sense. But before we get into it, let me welcome the 3 new members to our community this week, Holly, Chris, and Dan. And you might be hearing, we're getting a lot of women that are becoming more involved in the community. And I think that is fantastic. Any of you women that are listening, I know that you have a brother or a son or a significant other that is either experienced divorce, going through it at the moment, or has experienced it and is having challenges after. And I sincerely appreciate you listening and sharing this information with any of the divorced or divorcing dads that you know in your life. The more people we get this out to, the more dads we get this out to, the more we can help them and we can help the kiddos that are in their lives. So welcome to the community. Please share this more and more and far and wide. If you're not part of the community, check out thedivorcedadvocate.com, the website, and get involved in the community. There are the extended versions of this podcast behind the membership wall, as well as blog posts. There is the app that has more than 50 courses on it to help you with anything from mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual work while you're going through the divorce, as well as group meetings with other divorced dads who are going through the same thing that you may be going through. The divorce quiz is also there. That's up, and that is free for you to check out now. It'll help you gauge where you're at in your divorce compared to others who have already gone through it. So lots of awesome tools at thedivorcedadvocate.com. Check it out. Some are free. Some are on the membership site. Become a member and get the support that you deserve. Okay, 8 stupid questions to ask a divorced dad. Now, basically, I don't, unless somebody, and I'm down the road now, and maybe this is some advice I can give. I don't even bring stuff up like this or talk to, like the client I was talking to didn't even bring it up until my family came up, and then it came out that I was divorced. So, one of the things that I do is just not even say anything unless the question comes up, maybe how's your family or something about your wife or something like that. And then I will share it. But one of the first things you might hear, and one of the number one stupid questions that you'll get is, quote unquote, what happened? Which, like, okay, you know, if you just see somebody in the grocery store and they're like, what happened? So do you have about 3.5 days to talk about what happened and we can go through everything in the relationship? So, I mean, that's just, let me just put a caveat on all this. it is more a reflection on these dumb ones that we're talking about, but also how people show up, your friends or who you thought were your friends or other people in the community or at church, or it is more a reflection on them and their mental and emotional maturity as to how they handle talking with you about this or bringing it up or avoiding it. So try not to take anything and stupid questions like what happened personally when they do it. The next one, and this one always got me, was you're lucky. And this usually came from other married dads that were still married and some not happily married, but you're lucky. And the premise was you're lucky because half the time you don't have to be parenting and doing all the parenting things and taking care of the kids and all that stuff, which for me, this was probably the most painful and hurtful comment. I mean, it is truly dumb saying you're lucky that you're getting a divorce or you're divorced. But for me, not having time with my daughters was the biggest, most difficult, challenging thing. And it's still to this day on the transition days is really difficult and challenging. Although I've been able to build skills to deal with it and figure it out and work through it. But having somebody say you're lucky is what it is it's minimizing, right? So there's a couple of things we're going to talk about in here. It's minimizing the severity and difficulty and for me, the pain that I was going through during the divorce. And so you're lucky is really, really stupid. Do not say that to a divorce or divorcing dad, because there's nothing lucky about going through a divorce. There's nothing lucky about not being able to see your kids half of the time. There's nothing lucky about the fact that you get to date more or whatever entails or go out more or have more freedom. That's not lucky particularly. And I'm sure this is your case, if you're listening to this, that you consciously chose to be a father and you got married and you wanted to have kids because you wanted to spend time with your kids, watch them grow, be involved in their lives. And so there's nothing that is lucky about being divorced. Okay, the next stupid question to ask a divorced dad is, how's your ex taking the split? And who knows where this comes from, but who cares, right? That's like the last thing on my mind, because I can barely function myself. I can barely figure out how I'm taking it. I can barely figure out how things are going to look in the future and the chaos that's happening and what my future is going to look like and how my kids are going to react and everything else. So ask me something as stupid as how is my ex taking it is insane. So, you know, don't ask the question, go ask the ex. And I think, at least in my experience, this came mostly from family members that knew both of us and friends that knew both of us. So, and again, these are all probably well-meaning, and these are more of a reflection on somebody else's inability to handle an awkward or difficult or challenging conversation or circumstance than it is really on you and how you show up, how you respond to these. And you can, I don't know. I mean, we could talk about responses. I don't know any responses other than maybe just chuckling and being like, I don't know, or I don't care, at least to that one. Okay, the next one is, I bet you're dating a lot. Now, this one came from, at least in my experience, was from other single guys or guys that were in really unhappy marriages and wanted to hear all the stories about dating, or my other divorced dad friends. And so, look, it's definitely probably a legitimate question, but it's a really dumb one to bring up. Now, maybe if you want it, it's actually inappropriate. And depending on who it comes from, because it could come from somebody that is a mutual friend, and in that circumstance, they might be looking for information, or it could come from a family member, that's also looking for information that is disingenuous about the question. So just if you are going to ask about something like that, just make sure that the question is raised in a way that it focuses on what the dad is experiencing. Like, oh, are you feeling like you're ready to date again? Or I can't imagine what that's like and how you might feel or something like that. It's not an entirely inappropriate question. It is a dumb question if you just say, I bet you're dating a lot now, because that's not, in fact, the case. Oftentimes, particularly if we're going through a divorce or a breakup. And actually, I was just reading something earlier today that says that men, it take longer to get over divorce and breakups than women do. So there's a myriad of different reasons. That's probably a whole nother podcast episode in and of itself. So I bet you're dating thing, it kind of goes to the minimization of what's going on and what the dads are going through. The next stupid question to ask a divorced dad is, you'll probably never get married again, huh? So this is now the opposite of minimization, which is which was the other ones I was saying of you're lucky or I bet you're dating a lot. That kind of minimizes the whole situation. This one does something which is called catastrophizing. Yes, so it's the opposite of minimizing. And again, it's where well-meaning friends share their own worries about what could happen to a person in their new role, their new life role, and increase the strain of an already challenging situation. So again, this is more of a reflection on the person and their thought process and what they're going through in their mind. For me, it was an awful question because I'm a firm believer in the institution of marriage, and I think it was fantastic. I consciously got married. I had always wanted to be married, and I enjoyed being married. And so the fact that my marriage was not working out didn't mean that I was never going to get married again. That's kind of like saying, you know, the first time you try something and you do something, you fail, you say, oh, I bet you're never going to do that again because you banged your head. Imagine if the first time you tried to walk, you fell down and hit your head and said, well, I bet you're never going to do that again. It's just catastrophizing. And it's just a really, really stupid thing to say to somebody. So don't expect that somebody, because they're going through a difficult and challenging situation, does not believe in relationships or being able to be married again. Okay, another stupid thing not to ask a divorced dad is, it's a shame you couldn't work it out. That's more of a statement than it is a question. But look, some marriages just need to end. And it's not like, you know, you're looking, I read a good analogy here. It says, no one looks at an old car that's days away from breaking down, one that's been fixed hundreds of times, and comments, it's a shame you can't make it last forever. Why? Because some things just stay broken. Some marriages just need to end. And so delaying the inevitable is really stupid. So yeah, it's a shame. Maybe it's a shame for you, but it's not a shame for the couple. It's probably not a shame for the kids, particularly if they're doing it in a conscientious manner in which they are working towards co-parenting properly. Now, that's not always the case. And if you're listening, that most likely might not be the case, but it's never a shame that you couldn't work it out if that's just the way that it has worked out. We don't exactly know all the reasons why these challenges happen in our lives, but they do. So it is not a shame. Okay. Next stupid thing not to ask a divorced dad is, and this again is more of a statement, my marriage isn't so great either. Oh my. Fantastic. This is kind of the response of, and I didn't put this one in there, of, well, at least you don't whatever. Like, at least my at least you're getting out of your, this is kind of that same mindset of sharing that something is bad in your life, so that they feel better about their life. You know, if you're going to open up to a separate person, if you're going to open up to a separated person or a divorced person about your marriage, do it in a different context. Because frankly, when you're in the middle of it, you don't really want to hear about how somebody else's marriage is really terrible. It doesn't make you feel any better that somebody else's marriage that may still be together is not really good. And so, you know, it's okay that you're getting a divorce, probably even better, blah, 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 blah. Does not help. Just stop. Don't talk about your marriage. Don't talk about yourself at all, period. So that's it. That's all I got to say about that one. The last final one is, so how's work? And this is just basically choosing not to say anything and pretending that there isn't an elephant in the room. And this is probably, at least in my estimation, the worst thing you can possibly do. Even worse than saying you're lucky, which is just completely ignoring the situation and pretending that nothing's going on. This person is going through an immense challenge, one of the most challenging things that they're ever going to go through in their lives. There is an immense amount of personal pain going on in the breakup. There is chaos in their life. There is uncertainty for their future. So ignoring that and pretending like nothing's happening is probably the worst thing you can do. And so saying and changing the subject or trying to keep it topical, like, hey, how's work? Or what do you think about the Broncos today? Blah, blah, blah. Look, you don't have to get into the weeds. So let me just end this with what you can do and what you can say. And if you know something's going on and you know that this person is going through a divorce, you can say something as simple as, hey, I heard about your divorce, or I heard about your marriage, or I heard about what's going on, and I can't imagine what you're going through, because one, you did hear about it, so you do know, so don't play dumb and don't say something dumb. And the second part of that is you can't imagine, even if you've gone through it. I've gone through it, but no matter every time I talk to any one of you, I can't imagine the pain that you're going through. I can't imagine what your life is like, because I am not in your situation. And every divorce, every relationship, every family, all of it is different. So by saying, I can't imagine what you're going through, or I can't imagine how you're feeling, is helpful. And then you can end it with, if you ever need to talk to somebody, I'm here. Okay, that might open it up. And if you say that, be truthful about that and be meaningful and follow up with that. It doesn't mean that a divorce or divorcing dad is actually going to do that. And a lot, and most may not do that or take you up on it. And if that's the case, continue, if you care about this person, to offer that to them, because it might take 7 or 8 or 100 times of saying that to a divorced or divorcing dad, depending on the dad, what they're going through, their ability to be in touch with their feelings, to process those, where they're at, who they're working with to figure this out, like a myriad of different things, to where they would be comfortable to say, yeah, I would really appreciate that. I would just like to talk with somebody. I had the blessing of having, it was the only support that I had of a friend who had gone through a divorce. So I was able to sit and talk with him for hours, if necessary, about things. Now, the flip side of that is, be careful. Don't necessarily take the advice, because a lot of his advice was just horrible, but it was somebody there to talk to and to share. So the best thing that you can say, and it is not a dumb question to ask, is, hey, I heard about your divorce. I can't imagine what you're going through. If you need somebody to talk to, I'm here. That is it. And then you can leave it from there. And then the response from the divorced or divorcing dad is where you will take it from there. If they want to talk, they're going to talk with you. If not, they're going to maybe give you a little bit of what's going on and then change the subject themselves, or just let them take the lead from there. So those are the 8 stupid questions to ask a divorced or divorcing dad. We're just going to keep it short and sweet and a little bit humorous today for this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that you enjoyed this humor. Try to keep some humor in your life if you're going through this. It is one of the things that can definitely help you to just get some relief from and release of the stress and the emotions that are going on. So try to tune into a comedy channel, go and watch some comedy shows, find something or somebody that you can laugh with or joke with every single day for just a minute or two, even if it's just a minute or two, or find something online that makes you funny or that is funny, that makes you laugh, that you can grasp onto. The humor is one of the best things. It is almost a meditation. We talk about mental and emotional. By doing that, that is going to help you sort through your feelings, your emotions as you go forward. So I also want to just end with saying that my thoughts and my prayers are with the victims and the families in Israel this week. This happened just a couple of weeks ago, but after looking and clearly reflecting on what's going on, I just want to voice my support and prayers for all the families and the victims in Israel. God bless you. Have a great week, and I will talk with you next week. To hear the rest of this episode and access the corresponding resources, visit thedivorcedadvocate.com and become a member of our community. It's free to join and will provide you with the resources you deserve as a divorced or divorcing dad. Thank you for listening. God bless, and I'll talk with you next week.